The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
I'm going to do something that I normally wouldn't do. Conscience and I.
What?
Yes, you too.
What?
We're going to sing.
We are?
Yes. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Big Fatty, and hopefully, during the song, some other cast members of my show may show up to bring you a little bit of joy. So, Conscience, let's just do this a cappella, no big production. Let's sing Fatty Happy Birthday. Ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1446 of the BFO for Monday, the 12th of August, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I have got so many celebrations of exiting the birth canal things that it's probably all we're going to do for the next couple of days. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I tell you what, y'all. It was quite the weekend, and I'm going to do just a real quick weekend recap, and then we're going to start opening yes, Big Freddy, go open all these gift cards and packages and everything. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on a Friday, y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. It was our last the coal mine is doing the closed on Fridays for most branches of the coal mine, but you got to work, you know, those 10-hour days if you do that, and Big Fatty didn't do that, so he works on Friday, but y'all, it's real quiet because everybody thinks we're closed. Last Friday was the last of those Friday hours, so we're back to a regular schedule this week. After Big Fatty got home, y'all, I polished off that bottle of Moose Pea wine that I had opened on Thursday. And, y'all, I just piddled around the Fat Cave here a little bit. And then on Saturday, y'all, I was up and I was, Saturday, you may have guessed Saturday was Big Fatty's exiting of the birth canal. So, y'all, and but then before I go any further, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old Vons, yo, 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 and Conscience and those darling children over there at the Vaughn Speaks for Real. And y'all, it just is lovely to hear the darlingness in those children's voices. And the Vaughns and Conscience did a pretty good job singing too. Yes, Big Fatty. Then on Saturday, y'all, I was up and I was I fixed my brofkas. Y'all, I had country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N. No, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I was banished from the kitchen. Yes, Big Fatty, that was my territory, and you had to be out of the kitchen. So y'all, Poodle threw me out of the kitchen, so I sat here and ate my brofkas, and y'all, then I talked to the hats, and I talked to one of my brothers and his wife, and they were all wishing me a happy exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, then I went out and I did a little running around. I had that $10 in Kohl's cash, and I had a 30% off coupon, y'all. So I went out there on Saturday, and y'all, sure enough, I found a couple of little things. Y'all, they were on sale, and y'all, I even picked up a couple of Crema presents while I was in there, since I had that 30% off. You know, it doesn't get no better than 30%. And y'all, these things were on sale, and I said, well, why not? You know, Crema is, you know, the year's almost 2/3 over. Betty, please don't remind us. And y'all then came home and piddled around here, and y'all, then I was on that poke it with a stick it with a poke little show on Saturday night, and y'all, right at the very beginning of it, my other brother and his wife, each of them called separately, and so I had to step away for a couple of minutes. But y'all, I was that Gavin, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, he surprised Big Fatty. He had all these different people there on the little show, and y'all, there were all these telephone calls and everything, wishing Big Fatty a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all even pissed off Miss Bacon because I didn't know how long or how much I weighed when I was born. Big Fatty, please, that sounds vulgar. Anyway, then while I was on that little show, well, y'all, you should go listen to that. It's already posted. While I was on that little show, y'all, Poodle, yes, Big Fatty, Poodle ran out of here, y'all. And I couldn't get up to stop Poodle. No, Big Fatty, that's why I ran out. And she had something under her arm. I didn't know what it was, but. Anyway, y'all, Poodle ran out of here saying, I'm going to see Granny and Miss Porter. That's what I said, Big Fatty. And y'all, got down to Dudley Do-Right's, and there was Poodle and Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, I've never seen a sight in my sore eyes. Big Fatty, a sight for sore eyes. And, y'all, Poodle, do you want to tell it? Big Fatty, I'm embarrassed by it. But you want me to tell it? Yes, Big Fatty, go ahead. y'all, Poodle was sitting there, and y'all, she was covered in icing. Y'all, yes, Big Fatty, I had made you a cake, and it looked so good that I couldn't help myself, and I ate it before you ever got there. Poor Big Fatty. So, y'all, I didn't have any cake, but, Poodle and Big Fatty, it was delicious. It was all corners, and it had a lot of those icing roses that the Vons has been fantasizing about and masturbate. Big Fatty, vulgar. Granny and Miss Porter and I had some drinks and all, and y'all, then I came home, and Sunday I've just had a day of washing clothes and being domestic, and then Sunday night, of course, State of the Station, y'all, and I'll bring you up to date on that as the week goes along. There's a few other things that I'm gonna mention to you also as the time goes along, but y'all, over the weekend I got so many testimoniums and e-letters and voice letters and all kinds of nice things sent to me, y'all, and I just want to thank everyone who was just so kind to Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, it really humbles me that so many people can't, and I just want to thank you all. And y'all, even if you didn't have a chance to send a note or anything, if you just thought about Big Fatty on his celebration of exiting the birth canal day, y'all, I appreciate that. And you know, I'm sure there's gonna be some pictures over there at Spotting Big Fatty. Spotting Crazy, I think, is taking the weekend off or something. But y'all, while I was out and about on Saturday, I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, I got to see. Now, y'all, there's no way I'm going to get all this stuff opened on today's little show. So, y'all, I've just decided I'm going to open things in the order that they were received. So if I don't get to your gift ad or card or anything, then just know that, you know, I'm still working on it. Y'all, of course, the first one that came in was from Miss Bacon, and it says, sealed with saliva. Beep, Fanny Volga. And it says, happy greatest day of your mama life. What does that mean? So anyway, let's just open this up here. And let's see what we got here. Big Freddy, that's a... Oh, look, Big Freddy, it's a cat! It's a big cat, y'all. It's a big cat. And y'all, it's got kitties on it. Big Freddy, those are beautiful kitties and butterflies. And y'all, it's the card's 8.5 by 7. And on the inside... Oh, dear, I see. It says, Big Freddy, where to start? I kid to kid. Heart you, Fatty. Poodle, I am so glad you are a part of our lives. Maybe you can frame this beautiful card for your room. Heart you, PMCN. Big Freddy. Big Freddy, it's just lovely. Can I have the card when we're done? I said, of course. It says, please do not read this on the show. Big Freddy. I will take care of that little matter, Miss Bacon. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it says, happy birthday to someone who always makes my world more fun. Maybe you should start numbering your shows by quarters. 1595, 1595.25, 1595.50, 1595.75, so that 3,000 is prolonged. Miss Bacon smoking wacky tobacco, y'all. Then it says, keep on keeping on. You are fat, hot only, Kathy Bacon. And y'all then, Miss Bacon... y'all, she's put cash money in here. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. That's awfully kind of you. Y'all, I'm not going to say you didn't need to do that because, you know, you learned to accept gifts graciously. And it says, fat one, put this with your apple snack cards, hot Kathy Bacon. And Miss Bacon, I will do that. Yes, Big Brother, that's just lovely. Can I have the card? I want to go look at the kitties. Okay, you go look at the kitties. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. Dear Gussie. Y'all, of course, our next card was from that Amy Coles. You know, we're going to see Miss Bacon and Amy Coles out there in Lost Wages in less than a month, y'all. It's in a yellow envelope. And y'all, by the way, I've been asked to take pictures of all of the cards and gift ads. My straight boyfriend over there in the up, not asked me to do that. So y'all, whatever I get open today, I'll post over there at the BFO at noon p.m. On Monday. Yes, McFaddy. And now the card says, if you want to have an awesome birthday, do not look inside this card. Okay, just a peek. I'm just gonna peek, y'all. I'm just gonna open it up a little bit and peek. Oh, Big Freddy. Okay, you looked. Okay, one more chance, please. Do not look under this flap. And y'all, and then it says, do it. I won't tell. Okay, y'all, I'm just gonna peek under the flap. Okay, let's just see what it is. Can you hear me peeking under the flap? Oh, Big Freddy, I hear it. And it says, you looked again. What is wrong with you? And it says, Big Freddy, happiest of birthdays to you, sir. See you in Vegas. I'll be the big pregnant one. Amy in the Arizona. Amy, that's just lovely. And then on the back, it says, and now you're looking on the back. Unbelievable. Oh, Lordy, Amy, that's just lovely. Thank you so much. Y'all, our next item, y'all, it's in a Federal Express package. Y'all, it must be impotent. It must be impotent. Let's open it up. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Let's just see what we got in here. And, oh, it's a white envelope in here. Let's Let's just put some of this trash in this FedEx envelope. Big Fatty, you can do that after the little show. Never mind, I'm going to look at the kitty picture. And y'all, there's a white envelope in here. Racist! And y'all, what is inside here? Oh, y'all, it is an Apple Snack Store gift card. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is from that Moose P. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO in 2010. He's going to be in Vegas also, and it says, I hope you have a very happy, ruined birthday, Moose P. Can you believe that they won't send this to a P.O. box? Y'all, it's true. Moose P had to send that to me at the super secret address. Yes, Big Freddy, he did. Moose, thank you so much. That's awfully kind, y'all. And I'm gonna use these Apple Snack Store gift cards to maybe get me one of those iPad Mini 2s, with the absorbent iPad Mini 2, if it has that Retson screen. Y'all, next card, also from Moose Poo, Big Fatty. And y'all, on the front of it, it's a picture of, it's an orange card and a brown circle on it. It says, balls, Big Fatty Vulgar. And then it opened it up and it says, they may be old and wrinkly, but you still got them. Big Fatty, you can say that again. They may be Big Fatty. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day, Moose. Moose, that's awfully kind of you, and I love that card. You ain't right, but I love the card. And, y'all, I think we may have time for just one more. And, y'all, this one comes to me from Dr. E. Pluribus Stone. Y'all, I'm going to have to use the scissors on this one. From Dr. E. Pluribus Stone. And, y'all, it came postage due. Dr. Stone said that he'd cut me a check to pay me back. I said, the fact that you said I'll cut you a check is enough right there to make up for that. So, y'all, there's a card in here, and it's in a blue envelope, and let's just see what it is here. It's, y'all, it is a, oh, look at here. It's, y'all, it's some snowmen. It's a snowman and a snowwoman. And it says, this birthday cake tastes like boogers. And, y'all, the snowwoman is missing her nose. And she says, well, it is a carrot cake. You know, snowmen have the carrot nose and it tastes like boogers. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And it says, I picked this one out just for you. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Enjoy this little trip down memory lane. Much love, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone, I love that card, and y'all included in the package is, y'all, it is a little booklet. Of all kinds of different things from 1956. That's when Big Fatty was born. It says, remember when? A nostalgic look back in time. And, y'all, we may have to look at that on the little show as the time goes along when I don't have anything to talk about. Now, y'all, I got also... Oh, dang, I say, y'all, I got two electronic gift cards. One from the Amazon gift cards, one from that Patrick Plane up there in New York, so nice to name it twice, and y'all, one from my straight boyfriend over there in the UK, Nort. He sent me an electronic gift card from the Amazon, and y'all, I got an electronic card from Mr. Tim Kumal. You know, he is the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, it's the funniest damn thing. I've recoded it, and I'm gonna play it on another show later on this week. But y'all, I still got a stack of stuff here. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, can we just have one last reprieve with those darling children?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Big Fatty, they're just darling.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.